Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Touch a Heart, hosted by Alicia G. Brown, president and founder of the Women's Worship Fest Incorporated, discussing topics that are difficult and tender to the heart, tackling the areas that plague our society and have caused suffering and hardship, but have found hope in God. For the next 50 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host. Hello, everyone. This is Alicia Brown, your radio host for Touch Your Heart Talk Show, an entity of Touch Your Heart International. And this is formerly known as Women's Worship Fest Incorporated. Every Monday evening, we bring to you real people, real testimony, and real breakthrough. Today is Miraculous, Marvelous, Magnificent Monday, and today's scripture is found in Psalms 103, verse 13, and it says, "As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." I also want to ask you to go to our website and get a spiritual boost by going to touchyourheart.org and clicking on Refueled. You'll receive words of motivation and encouragement to help you strengthen your spiritual walk. Please feel free to visit our website and see what we are doing here on Touch Your Heart. So if you have missed any show that we've done so far, we do record those shows. So feel free, once again, to go to touchyourheart.org. God has been so very faithful to us. He's been great to us. And we've been having this passion for ministry. So we've added a crisis chat room for those who are vulnerable to suicide, overwhelmed or frustrated, or found themselves burnt out. This chat room is facilitated by trained confidential listening agents, and it translates to as many as 30 languages. So once again, if you want to know more about that, please go to touchyourheart.org, touchyourheart.org, and click on our crisis chat room. If you're interested in supporting in any way, volunteering at the chat room or any way in with Touch Your Heart, please go to touchyourheartintl@gmail.com. You can also do that on our website. It will give you an opportunity to volunteer or to find out more information about us. Today we live in a culture that tries to minimize fathers. Turn onto many of the popular sitcoms on television today, and the father is often viewed as a comic relief for that show. Dad is just there but not involved with the things of the family. He's not depicted as someone who is as important as maybe, per se, the mother would be. Fathers are so important in the development of their children. The Bible is clear that fathers are to be the spiritual leaders in the home. The Bible has so much to say about both earthly fathers and God, our Heavenly Father. There was a study shown in the prisons that Hallmark did, and they had given free cards to send out to all the mothers in the prison for free. There were lines everywhere trying to get cards to send to their mothers. But when the same opportunity came to give free cards to fathers for Father's Day, not one card was taken. Surely there are some amazing mothers out there, but because there's so many mothers that are single, trying the best they can to provide for their children. But I believe that there's also some amazing fathers out there today. So I wanted to focus on that today. I wanted to focus on some positive fathers. I want to acknowledge fathers and father figures, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if we continue to focus on the negativity of fathers or the negativity of men or how they're absent and how fathers are not there today in the world, that is what we will see. That is what will be. I know that there are some positive fathers out there, and today that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about those positive role models that are fathers. I have been watching the NBA Finals, and it warms my heart every time I see Stephen Curry on an interview with his daughter. It doesn't matter to me that she's running around and distracting people. I'm just overjoyed that he is constantly shown holding his daughter, kissing his daughter. That is what we need to see today. My mom is an absolutely great support to me. She always encourages me and is absolutely amazing. I am so blessed to have her. But today, I want to highlight fathers, and I want you to help me highlight fathers. I'm not going to wait to later on in the show. I'm not going to wait to, you know, everyone is ready. I'm going to say right now, I want us to open up the lines and you to start dialing 347-850-8893 and honor your father. Maybe it's your husband, your uncle, your grandfather, or anyone you believe to be a father figure. Share a story that has blessed you, even if it's a funny story, even if it's a sad story. But today we want to honor the fathers in their lives, in our lives. I would like to start off first by honoring my father, Dr. Conway James. Let me tell you, if my mother were on the line, she would say that I am a daddy's girl. Well, I have to say, my parents have my heart. But today, again, it's about dad. Growing up, my dad was mostly with my brothers because he coached the teams for their sports. So they really got most of his time. But as time went on, I remember my dad taking me with him in ministry, whether it was sharing Jesus on the streets or in prison. He would take me with him. He helped me not to have any fear in sharing the gospel. It has been, I will say, it has been very hard for me to honor fathers on Father's Day. I mean it in the sense of going to church on Father's Day, it was really hard. Since the passing of my husband, I would find any reason why not to go to church on Father's Day. I didn't want to see them have the father stand up, give gifts to the father. I just didn't want to go through that thing. So it was just really, really hard for me. It hurt my heart. But now God has truly given me healing, and I want the fathers out there that are amazing to be recognized. But I want to share with you one of my most, touching father moments I've ever had. I will never forget. It was when I lost my husband. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table, and my husband had a very, very tragic death. And I remember looking at his wedding ring when they give you his personal effects. And because it was such a horrible death, there was blood all over the ring. It was bent up. And I wanted to wear the ring the day of the funeral. But it was like the day before the funeral, and I had finally gotten the courage to open up the contents of my husband's remains, the things that he had, and the moment I saw him, I'm like, I really had wanted to wear that ring around my neck and put it on a chain, and the moment I saw it, I'm like, there's no way I can wear that ring today, and I really, really wanted to. And I remember talking to my father and saying, you know, I don't want to wear that ring because it this will remind me of everything that kind of breaks my heart. And I said, I wish I had time to take that ring and take it to a jewelry store and have them to really get it ready and smooth it out and prepare it so I could always wear it on my neck. And I remember my father looking at me and picking up that ring and taking it with his hands and saying, today I will be your jeweler. He took that ring and he kept working with it and working with it till it was smooth and round. And I will never forget that moment that I felt so taken care of and so that someone really cared for, you know, my feelings and my heart and what I was going through at that moment, that I wasn't just kind of like being put aside, but he was being a father for me. He really stepped up and became a father for me. So that is my daddy girl moment. That is the moment that will forever be in my mind of when my dad was there for me. I have other moments, but I want you to call in and share your moments. And it doesn't have to be maybe a heartfelt one like mine. It can be a fun one, exciting time, but let's share some of those great daddy moments to let people know that there are positive fathers out there doing great things. I want you to call in to 347-850-8893. Again, that's 347-850-8893. Please press 1 if you want to share a story about your father, like I just shared the amazing, I will still say heart-wrenching story for me about my dad. press 1, because we won't be able to listen to you unless we know that you're pressing 1 and you want to talk. Otherwise, we will think you just want to listen. So we're going to go to Lucretia McKinney first because she's waiting by. Hello, Lucretia. Welcome to Touch Your Heart again.
Hello. Thank you. Okay.
Hi.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Let me wipe my eyes from her telling her story.
I know.
Well, what I want to say about my dad is one that would give all. He would give his last to see his children happy. We were considered a quote-unquote brat. Whatever dad, we wanted this, or he filled our needs. So if we wanted this or we wanted that, my dad would do everything in his power to do it. I remember one time we was in the 11th grade. I was like, Dad, we need a car. We got to get back and forth or whatever. So we were putting the sales paper. You know how you get the newspaper and they have the ads and the ads? Every time we get a newspaper, we'll put it on the counter, circle, a car or whatnot. So finally he said, okay, well, let's go look for a car. So he got us a car. Like, that's what we expected. And, saying no was really not something that we was really accustomed to. So I'm like, okay, good, we get in the car. I would say a month later or so, we drive in the car. We didn't know nothing about putting oil in the car. The engine blows up on the car. We didn't put oil in the car. My dad didn't get mad. He was like, well, we got to go get it fixed. He took the car and he put it in the shop, got it fixed, and we had something to do, a family reunion. Something like, we still need a car. Even though our car was in the shop, we still need a car. My daddy went and rented us a car and had our car and everything. So he never did leave us carless, but actually he should have, because we were being irresponsible not checking the oil, just driving the car. But he never did get upset about it. He just said, okay. But we did have to pay for the car. But, he paid it up front and we paid him back. And I'm so thankful my dad. He's always the giving person, regardless with my mom and everybody. My mom's family, they come to live with us, a lot of times. And my dad, I never heard him gripe about, helping others or helping that, especially, driving across country. When my uncle passed away last year, they had just got home that Wednesday morning. They found out my uncle passed that Wednesday night. They got right back in the car after driving all the miles, turned right back around and came and drove my auntie and my mom them out here without saying a word. All he said is, well, your mama said we need to go. And so I just love my dad for that, because he never complains, even though he might, don't feel like doing it, but he always finds a way to get it done. So that's my story about my dad.
You know what, Cree? I don't ever remember your dad even being angry. I mean, you probably have because you lived with him, but dealing with him on a day-to-day basis, outside of the home, I don't remember him, yelling at anyone or, he just always has, a really soft demeanor about him. I just remember him being very patient. I would imagine he had to be patient.
dealing with us. Yes, and that's the one thing I say. I can truly say I've never seen my dad angry. Even though a lot of stuff that he could have been angry about, he would just, kind of let it go. Now, he's not a pushover now. Don't get me wrong.
No.
If he had to, but as far as yelling and screaming and doing all that stuff, that's not my dad. That would be out of character if I saw him do that now.
Yeah. Well, stay right there, Cree. I want to say that you're listening live to Touch Your Heart Radio. And if you like to call in, the number is 347-850-8893. Call in, and we're talking about honoring fathers today. I started off by saying how fathers are just not honored like mothers are, and we are always saying so much negativity about fathers. So today, I want to do what Word says, that the life and death is in the power of the tongue. So let's start speaking life over these fathers today. Let's start, celebrating the ones that are positive. So if you have an amazing husband that has always been there for your kids, have always provided for your kids, have always been a support to you, if you have an uncle who stepped up and was a father figure for your kids, whatever the case, we want you to call in and just share. Please press 1 when you call in, because otherwise we won't know that you're calling in. The number is 347-850-8893. Cree, I wanted to ask you, you know, how did that feel? Because when you were growing up, did you see kids that didn't have dads there in their lives?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that's why a lot of times the kids on my block tend to come to our house, because we had both mother and father there, and my dad would go out and he would play. Sorry, car going by. He would get out and play ball with us and things like that. So the kids gravitated to my dad. So he was a dad to a lot of the neighborhood kids.
Wow. Yeah. That, you know, that's what I was thinking about too, because I know it's really, really hard for a lot of people, because a lot of kids don't grow up without their fathers. But I think it's really, really important, because I know for my husband, Kevin, he was a father to a lot. I mean, even grown folks would say, like a dad to me. He's like a dad. You know, so people were looking for that. And I think that it's important when we do have somebody that's amazing, not to put it, like the Bible says, hide that light under a bushel, but put it on the top of the hill so everybody can see it. If we have some good dads out there, I think we need to really be shouting it and saying, hey, you know, I got a good dad out there, because we put so much time and effort on the negative.
On the
really
negative,
do.
You're right. And I shout out my husband. He is a tremendous dad to his son and his daughter. Lachey is his baby. And my goodness gracious, I tell you, that one right there, sometimes I'll be like, no, you can't have this. No, you can't have that. You can't do this. Next thing I know, well, here come daddy, and I'm looking at him sideways like, okay.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, so she living your life now.
Yeah, she living my life. So I can't be too mad. Yeah, she's so funny. That's true, though. She's living my life. And, you know, it's funny to say that. My dad kind of, or my mom, one of them kind of implemented that's how y'all was. And I'm like, you know, you look at it like that, I guess. All right, she got it on. And so I said, well, she got it on.
This is me shutting up.
Yeah.
Well, you absolutely do have a wonderful husband, father figure. I mean, you just really are blessed. And then as well as your father and your husband, just amazing men. And that's, we want to give a shout out to Mac. And to Norrell Morgan, God bless you. Thank you for being amazing men in the kingdom on this side. We appreciate you. There are great men out there. Thank you, Cree.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'll talk with you guys soon.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. We're going to go to Donna. Thank you so much for waiting. You are live on Touch a Heart Radio.
Hello, dear. I had the best dad ever. My dad adopted me when I was in ninth grade. I put myself in foster care, and he was such a wonderful guy because he showed me the real true love that God had, and showed me what a real father was. And he was just wonderful. He passed about 4 years ago.
Wow. So, if that's a whole nother thing when it's an adopted dad as opposed to, just, you know, a birth dad, you know, so he kind of chose you. You were
chosen. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, I married a husband just like my dad, and we've been foster parents for 26 years. We just celebrated our 29th anniversary. And we've had over 60 kids, not including babies. And just seeing my husband showing all these girls and these guys what a dad really should be like. And I was like, you know what? Thank you, Father, for showing me my dad and letting me see what my dad, what a father should be like, and seeing my husband being the same way.
Amen. That is so amazing. It, you know, Donna, we, even at church, we see even Pastor Paul on a daily basis being a father to so many. And I think it's so important to know that it doesn't matter if it's a blood relative, being a father figure is important. People are watching. I shadowed Pastor Paul on yesterday. Sometimes I, you know, walk with him as he's finishing at the end of the service and just kind of walk with him to see if he needs anything. And I was amazed on yesterday to see the young people, young men. These are like kids right out of high school or still in high school, wanting to pray with him or wanting him to pray over them that they could be more like him or that they would be in ministry or that, you know, just had a heart to do what he did. And I just think that that's saying a lot, that sometimes, like I said, we're always being so negative about men or about father figures or the lack thereof. And there's opportunity for us to step, well, not us as women, but men to step up and be an amazing father figure to other people.
Yes, and right now we're on the process. My husband already left to head back home to Pennsylvania, and I'm on the process of getting our house sold here and on the going back home. But the thing is, I'm actually going to be able to take care of my biological father. I've never gotten an I'm sorry or anything like that, but that's okay. There's always forgiveness, and I'm coming home to take care of him as my husband is going to be taking care of his mom and dad, which live pretty close together. But I know a lot of women go through a lot of things, a lot of hurts and stuff, but I just pray that, you know, there will be healing somewhere, that they will be able to go back and do, you know, what's good for them.
Amen. Donna, let me pray with you. Father God, we thank you for Donna. We thank you for her heart. We thank you that she loves you and she desires to be the woman of God that you've called her to be, Father God. We thank you that her heart is big enough to do as the Bible says, forget those things which are behind her and press on to the things ahead. She has an amazing opportunity right now to reach out to her father who wasn't really there for her in the times that mattered. But, Father God, you are giving her an amazing opportunity to see what you have. You tell us in your word that you go before us and you make the crooked road straight. So we know that you're already there. Father God, will you use this moment to make it momentous in Donna's life, to give her another chance, give her a second chance to build an even better relationship with her father, to maybe even show her father more of you, Lord, that through this relationship and through her opportunity to touch her father's life, he might see you through her, Father God. I pray that you give her everything that she needs to show your love. I pray that you give her every resource that she needs to provide for her father. Lord, I pray that you just bless her and Wayne and guide them in every way, Father God. Bless their finances. Bless their home. Father, I pray your word that you give them houses they didn't build, vineyards that they didn't plant, and wells they didn't dig, Father God. I pray that they live life in the overflow. I pray that your favor surrounds them like a mighty, mighty, mighty shield, Father God. I pray, Deuteronomy 28, that your blessings will just knock them over. When the enemy comes against them one way, he will flee seven ways. Father God, that there will be no difficulties, there will be no hardships, Father God, that you would do what your word says, that you would give wealth without any trouble, Father God. Open doors for them that no man can close, and we will be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, my
love. I bless
you,
my friend. I bless you.
Bye-bye.
I bless you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling. You are listening to Touch Your Heart Talk Show, and today we are talking about fathers, and we are trying to honor our fathers. We're asking you to call in to 347-850-8893. Again, 347-850-8893. Or you know what? You can send us a private message on Touch Your Heart Incorporated. Our Facebook page is Touch Your Heart Incorporated, and you can leave us a private message there, or you can, you know, just send us an email on Touch Your Heart INTL, and we would love to just share the amazing story that you have about your husband, your father figure, whatever you have. And we want to say if you're calling in, please press 1 because we will not be able to put you on the air. We won't know if you're listening or if you want to talk. So if you want to talk and share a story, and even if you shared a story already, come in and share another story because we really want to bless and honor fathers today. We don't want anything to be held back. Okay, we do have a story that was shared on Facebook, and it says, I would like to share about my favorite dad, Kevin E. Brown. When we were all in St. John Baptist Church, I used to love it whenever Angie or Jessica would be up to sing or dance. Once they began, my favorite thing was to watch Kevin's face and to see that proud papa look. It always made me smile and warmed my heart. It warms my heart even now, remembering that look. Thank you so much, Patricia, and we appreciate you sharing that story. Yes, he was definitely a blessing and definitely a dad's dad, and that blesses me, too. It blesses me. It absolutely blesses me. So, again, if you have a story, call 347-850-8893. There were so many good fathers in the Bible. You know, Abraham was heartbroken when God asked him to give up his son for him, but yet he was going to be obedient to God and do what God would have him to do. So we have so many great examples of what a father was in those times, in those biblical times. But today, if you look and you hear all the statistics, it's so many negative things about fathers today. Fathers are not giving positive accolades. I mean, they're just not honored. Like I gave earlier the statistics about how Hallmark had given away free cards to the prisoners, and all of them came to get free cards for Mother's Day, but not one person came for Father's Day. I believe that there are some positive fathers out there, and today we decided that we really, really want to acknowledge our fathers and really want to share amazing stories about fathers. So if you have an amazing story about your father, your husband, your uncle, your friend, it doesn't even have to be your father, but he's been a father figure like Angie showed, or you saw that father figure, please call 347-850-8893, and we want to bless our fathers on today. I'm going to go to DeSoto, Texas, and my mom is on the line. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
I am saddened. I am so sad that I could not call because I thought I was going to start crying because I know my husband is a good father, but he's been so sick. And I said, if I start talking, I'm going to start crying. So I started crying, and then I said, Lord, let me call because there are so many men at my church who are wonderful fathers. They take children out for lunch, and they just do so many things. They buy them gifts. And I know that Kevin was a wonderful father. So I say I have to ask God to give me the strength to talk and not cry. I am a crybaby, those of you who don't know me. And it was really hard for me to make this call because so many things have happened in our lives in the last 6 months, but I am still giving God the glory and praising him for my husband because he wants to keep on working for the Lord. And he loves God, and he is so saddened that he cannot really speak communicate right now. So I'm asking all of you who knows him, Conway James, Pastor James, Grandpa, whatever, just pray that God will continue to give him strength and just to bless him that he can be a blessing for others.
Amen. I don't know if you got on the show early on, but I definitely honored Dad and shared a very special moment that I had in my life with Dad and how he's been a blessing to me, and talked about times he would take me door-to-door witnessing and prisons and just special things that he did in my life, and even how he was there for me with Kevin. So, yeah, my dad is absolutely amazing, and we continue to pray for him. I pray for him every day that God is going to restore him 100% in his health. I mean, not just heal him. I mean, I want him to have 100% healing. And we pray for you too, Mom, because we know that when you serve someone at that time, it's not easy as well. And so we appreciate your heart, and we pray that you'll be coming to Vegas soon so we can help lighten the load for you. That's what
well,
we would love.
I am really thankful for how God used you with Touch Your Heart, because I think that what you do does touch the heart. A lot of times people will indicate that what they're doing is doing certain things, but I truly believe that Touch Your Heart touches the heart. And I know Ike, you know me, Lisa, I'm going to be quiet, but I want you to know that keep on working for the Lord, and just keep praying and asking God to give us strength that we might go on. I'm going to get
off.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mom.
All right.
I appreciate you so much. I love you, Mom. Amen. 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 You are listening to Touch Your Heart Radio, Touch Your Heart Talk Show. We are talking about honoring fathers today. We are blessing our fathers today. If you want to bless a father figure, anyone in your life that you just even have seen them be very, very positive and a positive figure, please call 347-850-8893, 347-850-8893. And now I'm going to go to Janice is waiting on the line. Hi, Janice, you're on the line. Touch Your Heart.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Good.
Are you gonna make me cry? That's what I want to know.
I don't think so. I'm not going to try to make you cry.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just thinking about when Patricia called in and talked about how Dad would always, like, how people enjoyed watching Dad when we would perform. I completely agree with that, because Dad was always that person that would he would be at every show, and it seemed like he always had those proud father faces on, and I loved seeing that all the time. Even time after he passed, where I would go perform, I would always imagine his face watching me, because he was always that supportive dad. So I just wanted to agree with that. But what I really wanted to share was one of my favorite things with and memories with Dad was always Valentine's Day. And one of the things, as we grew up, we could, even when we started to have boyfriends and whatnot, we would always spend Valentine's Day together as a family, and Dad would always get all of us gifts, you and his two daughters, and we would always be courted by our father first, and I would always have memories of dancing on my dad's, like, feet, like, standing on his feet and dancing with him and spending Valentine's Day together, and that's one of my most fondest memories with Dad, was just feeling like he was my first, you know, my first love, of course, besides Jesus Christ, but my first male, you know, love. And even now, me and Leonard always talk about, like, if we have a daughter, that's how we want it to be. We want to spend Valentine's Day together, and I want Leonard to be able to court our daughter and take her on dates and dance with her. And if we have a son, he wants to make sure that he teaches our son how to court me. So that's one of the memories I have of my dad, and what's going to be passed down into my and instilled into my future children, is the idea of what how a man should treat a woman and how women should expect from a man.
Amen. Amen. That's great. That is a great story. I do remember those times, and those were really, really blessings. But you know one thing that I always think about when I like celebrate Kevin? Do you remember at church every year when it was Mother's Day or Father's Day, we'd have to like rise up and bless them. We'd bless the mothers on Mother's Day, and we'd get up and say why our mom was so wonderful. And we bless the fathers on Father's Day. We have to get up and say why our fathers were so wonderful. I'll never forget, I mean, you weren't bigger than a minute. You were a little tiny thing. And you were talking about how wonderful your dad is, and you said you loved him so much because he was your favorite toy. He was the most favorite toy that you had out of all your toys. He was the most favorite. And that just really, really stuck in my heart, because that means that you guys were really, really in relationship. That, because as a child, for something to be your favorite toy, other than one of your favorite toys, I mean, that's huge, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Now, since I have you on the line, I do want to ask you something a little bit more, if you don't mind, sweetie. I want to ask you, in your generation today, you're seeing a different makeup today. You're seeing, well, tell me what you're seeing when it comes to being a father. I don't want to put words in your mouth. When it comes to father figures today, what do you see?
When I see father figures today?
Mm-hmm.
It's mixed for sure. I do see in my generation a lot of young fathers, and you know, just sometimes you'll see a lot of people that aren't ready to be fathers, or a lot of women who aren't ready to be mothers, and then trying to figure out like how they are going to be parents. And so since we already live in a society that kind of praises the mom and like looks at the dad, it's always like, this guy wasn't ready to be a father. Praise the mom for being, you know, young and being a mom and handling this. Even if the guy is there, they're more focused on looking at the mom, like how strong is this woman to be dealing with all of this. And so I see a lot of young fathers. There will be ones that like that really aren't doing anything, and there are some that are, but they don't get as much, you know, attention or recognition. And I see, you know, I don't see a lot of what I got as far as like courting, but I will say this. Leonard and I also have been so blessed to watch other couples and have other young married couples in our lives that we can watch and look up to. They're only a few years, like maybe like in their 30s, like maybe 10 or so years older than us. And that's not exactly our generation, but when we look at when I look at them, I see hope, because we have so many friends that are in the music industry, and the fathers love on their children, and they make sure to make time for their children. And so when me and Leonard look at that, we are in the music industry, we say, you know, we can do this, and there is a way to be a good father and still tour and still do what we're doing. And
amen.
There is hope. There are a lot of great fathers out there. I mean, even Leonard's mentor right now is Aaron Lindsay, and when we look at him, like just an amazing father figure. Even Israel Houghton, like he takes his kids on the road. He gets his kids heavily involved in his work, and he's such a great father figure in the music industry. And so I do see a lot of great fathers as well.
Amen. And I want to take a moment to give a shout out to Alexander Rogers, the great Raguzzi, and John Wallace, because those are, and Leon Cozart, like godfathers to you and Jessica, and has stepped up and, you know, been there in the gap when your father passed on. And I just think it's important. Like I said, it may not necessarily be your blood father, but men can step up and really be a blessing in other people's lives, even if they're not blood. So I want to definitely give a shout out to them. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you sharing that, because I was just saying earlier about how it just really blesses my heart every time I see Stephen Curry and his daughter. So there are some positive fathers out there, but it's like you don't hear about that. That is like so rare,
it's not it's like hidden. And so like a lot of what's in our face is like when I look and I see a lot of young fathers, but then I also can look around the ones that are just around me, the ones that aren't portrayed onto the media, is usually, you know, there's some good fathers, but they're not as upfront. And so people are quick to even make the Stephen Curry situation a negative instead of a positive, like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Take care of your child, tame your child. But why aren't we looking at the fact that he has his child and he's holding his child and letting his child be a part of his work? And that is not a negative. That's a positive. And so we're so quick to point out the negative.
That's exactly what I said earlier. I said, I don't care if she's running around. I don't care if she's a distraction. I want to talk about the fact that before that man even goes on the court every time, he goes and kisses his daughter. I mean, these are the things that we need to be looking at and applauding, because there's some people out there that don't have it at all. I wanted to share, while I have you on the line too, Janice, is that a couple of quotes I found, because I was surprised. I'm always, always hearing about mom. So I said, I wonder what they're saying about dad. And I found some great quotes. Some people don't believe in heroes, but they haven't met my dad. I thought that was a great quote. I mean, some great quotes out there. Daddy, I may find my prince, but you will always be my king.
Yeah.
So I thought that was great to look at, because I think that, like I said, we're not, you know, speaking positive. And I think that even if you know your dad is alive or that father figure is alive, speak into their life and tell them thank you. Tell them, you know, I think you said it, and you could tell me how you said it, Angela, because I don't want to mess it up. But you talked about how you speak into your husband, not what he is, but what you want him to be. Is that what it was? I don't know, something like that. Do you remember the quote?
I don't remember the exact quote, but I think it was on the gist of, you should encourage what you want to see in others, period.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to see in someone, including your husband, or you want to encourage that. So you want to speak that over them. You want to always say thank you for, like, if you see your husband doing something positive, you want to quickly encourage him for doing it. Like, he took out the trash, or he's spending time with your child. You just quickly encourage him for doing that, and he'll want to do it more. Just say, thank you, honey, for taking out the trash. That really meant
a lot
to me. Instead of always, why didn't you take out the trash this day? You know, oh, thank God you finally took out the trash. It could be a simple thing. Thank you for taking out the trash, you know.
Absolutely.
So that'll make him want to do it more. And so I don't remember the exact quote, but it was on the gist of encouraging what you want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's exactly what I'm saying today. Let's start speaking life into these awesome men that are doing the best they can with, you know, Jeremiah Wright has one of the best quotes I will love forever, and I say it all the time. It's not grammatically correct, but I say it all the time anyway. People can't be what they ain't seen. If you haven't seen it, you can't be it. If if you haven't seen a good father, it's hard to be a good father. You're trying with, you already have things against you trying it. So it's like we have to speak that into them, because it's very hard and it's very difficult when you've never seen it. So that's so good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate the story, and I thank you for not making me cry.
I was
love
trying
you.
Trying not to get too deep. Love you too.
Okay. So you are listening live to Touch Your Heart Talk Show. The number to call is 347-850-8893. Again, that's 347-850-8893. And when calling, please press 1, because we won't know that you want to talk unless you press 1. Otherwise, we will think you're just listening. Today, we are acknowledging fathers. We are lifting fathers up. We're honoring fathers. We're being a positive role model. I just remember when back in the day when the Cosby Show was going out, everybody was like, oh, I want Bill Cosby to be my dad. He's the best dad. He's the best dad. And now there's been all this controversy and everything. So then even the best dad in the world is under scrutiny now. So it makes it so difficult because we only get one. I think it was Wesley Snipes or someone like that who said, you know, it's only like one black role. If you're going for a movie, it's only one black role. It's not like a bunch of. If you're a white person, there's several roles that you can go for. But a lot of times in a movie, maybe just one black role. And that's how it is with fathers. A lot of times it's really limited. There's not a lot of positive things going on about a father. So we have to really say it when it happens, like Lucretia was giving great stories about her father. We have to say it over and over again. We have to speak it. We have to share it with our friends. Oh, my dad is so amazing. My dad is so wonderful. Instead of always constantly being the one to be negative. If you have a story, a positive story about your father or a role model, please call 347-850-8893 and press 1 and share your story. I want to share another quote that I found. It says, Dad, your guiding hand on my shoulder will remain with me forever. Dad, your guiding hand on my shoulder will remain with me forever. And I think that is a positive thing, you know, when your father has been that role model. I shared that earlier. My father showed me some things. I don't have fear. A lot of people don't want to go out and share about Jesus and don't want to minister on the streets or whatever the case may be because they're a little afraid and they don't know the words to say. Now one of the things I do at my church is I'm over the altars and salvation, and when people come, that's, you know, I'm kind of like coordinating that whole thing, and sometimes it's hundreds and hundreds of people that are coming. And I don't have that fear because my father was there speaking into my life and encouraging me to go out there on the streets and not be afraid to go into the prisons, not be afraid to go into the streets and share about Christ. So I am grateful for that, for my father for that. There are some amazing father figures. Dad, you are someone to look up to no matter how tall I grow. I think that is really cute. No matter how tall I grow, you'll always be someone that I can look up to. I think we are living in a time where we have to speak it. We have to speak it. When the Lord created the heavens and the earth, he said, let there be light, and there was light. We have to begin to speak positive things about the men in our lives and say thank you and bless them and be amazing. If your husband is there and he is doing his best, it may not be literally what you want him to do. You might want him to do something else. You might want him to be a representative in a different way as a father. But if he's there, start with that he's there. Praise God that he's there and he's there for your kids. And thank God for that. So I just really think that it's time for us to really share some positive things and be a blessing to our children. I'm going to go back to Cresha because I really, and I hope she's on the line, because I really want to ask her what a blessing it might be for Lachey, having such a positive father that maybe she knows that she can trust and depend on. Lucretia, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I was just sitting up here thinking, and I was thinking about Lachey because, as we were saying earlier, about not having positive, there's so many girls out there that don't have a dad. Do you think, you know, she's had such success lately? I mean, she just graduated with many honors, and I know we will all put it out there that we know that you are the one that hits the whip. We know that, but it's about dads today.
Okay. So
do you think that it has been very, very beneficial for her to know that dad has been there and dependable for her?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I think it would probably have been different if she did not have such a good role model in her life. I know some of her friends don't have, and she do get a little discouraged sometimes when we tell her no or go after dad and see what he say or whatever. well, so-and-so don't have to do it. Well, you don't have two parents. They don't have two. You have two. Mm-hmm. So go ask your dad.
Yeah.
So she's kind of, now that she sees what a great impact that he has on her, that she appreciates it more. The older she gets, the more that she appreciates it. He's just not the bank that he is, a disciplinary shoe, and he corrects her when she needs correction.
And you know what's so good about that, Cree, is that a lot of people say that there's fathers in the home, but they're absentee fathers. I mean, they're there, and like you're saying, go ask your dad. And some fathers are there, but that's not the option, go ask your dad. The mom is making all the decisions. Mom is doing all the work. Mom is working three jobs. Mom is, you know, so even sometimes when there's two parents in the home, there's really just one active person in there.
Yes.
So that's a double blessing that you have.
Yes. That is most definitely that she does have that. And I do make sure that he has that, as you know, how the male, I'm trying to get it right, he's the head of household, and I do let him be the head of household. So that's one thing great about my household, that my husband is the head of the household and the father figure, that we both can come to him if we have things that we need to talk about or discuss, and we do it as a team, not just one side.
And you know what else you have as an advantage too? It's a Christian home.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank
you. Have a Christian home.
Yes.
I mean, that's a blessing today.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I was, you know, and I don't want to divert, but I saw this, and it brought tears to my eyes. You know, I don't really want to get on it. I have not even discussed this on Touch Your Heart Talk Show, but I will discuss this. The Bruce Jenner thing.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I was watching a show last night because I don't watch TV. I never watch TV. You know what I do, Cree? I go on YouTube and I put in what I want to watch, and that's what I watch, because I figure it's easier for me to kind of like guide what I want to see and what I don't want to see. And much to my surprise, there was a commercial on there yesterday about a new show that's coming out, and it's not Bruce Jenner. It's another guy. His son, him and his son are living together, whatever case may be, and he has a sex change. And so now this little boy is living with his dad, who is now a mom.
Oh, okay.
And the reality show is about how it is when your dad turns into your mom.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
And that just broke my heart, that children are going to have to go through those kind of decisions and be exposed to that today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new life for us now.
Wow.
It's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Definitely. Wow. That was gonna
and
be
I just really,
different.
Really blew my mind to know that now my dad's not my dad. He's my mom.
Exactly. And then they don't have a choice. Accepted.
Yes. So that's why I said, not only that, it's a Christian home with Christian morals and Christian beliefs, and you know, just a mother and a father that know that they're a mother and a father, not switching up on it.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, definitely my household. We know what we are.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. I just wanted to ask you that. Thank you so much again for being so flexible. I appreciate that. You are listening to Touch Your Heart Talk Show, and today we have been honoring fathers. We have highlighted fathers. I started by highlighting my father and what a blessing he is in my life. And thank you, everyone, for calling in today and sharing your father. And I love the diversity from everybody, from the two-parent households to my family, who we no longer have my husband with us anymore, to Donna, who shared from adopted father, just that all those different ways and different ways of looking at fatherhood were blessings. Were absolutely blessings, and I just really want to encourage everyone. I hope that if you take away anything today, that you will take away beginning to speak into the life of men today. Go to church this weekend, with it being Father's Day coming up. Thank those men who are there and that are present and that do things. I remember about about this time last year, I broke my leg, and I was trying to change the smoke detector battery, and I fell off the ladder, and I broke my leg in two places, and it was absolutely horrible for me. And some of the ministers at my church, they came, and they replaced all the smoke detectors in my home, and they said, from now on, if it ever happens again, don't you try. Don't you try to change any smoke detector. You call us, and we will come and change them for you. And that's, once again, you know, it's not necessarily my husband, because my husband's gone, but men stepping up and stepping to the plate and being what they need to be for the kingdom and being a blessing, and me not living a life of lack, because it could be very easy for me to say, you know, I don't have anyone who's being a father figure. I don't have anyone who's being a positive role model for me now that my husband has gone on. But I'm able to look at people and they step up and raise up and be the figure that I need for my household, whether it's, you know, being the man of the house or whether it's being a father figure for my children. I just think that it's time for us to begin to speak into the lives of our family and say, you know, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. I bless you for doing what you do, and thank you. Thank you for stepping in the role model of my father's, the father for my children, or the husband that I no longer have. Every possibility of what God blesses you with, thank God for. I know I am so guilty of praying for a thing, praying for a matter, asking God to bless that thing, asking God to open up doors for me. Bless me, Lord, bless me. And Lord have mercy, if when he blesses me, do I forget sometimes to say, thank you, Lord, thank you so much for giving me that blessing. I know I'm guilty of it. So I'm asking you today to go out there and thank those individuals who have stepped up and been a positive role model. Highlight those fathers, those uncles, those grandfathers, those brothers, everyone who is doing an amazing job and have made a positive impact on the lives of children everywhere. I thank you so much tonight for listening to Touch Your Heart. It has been a blessing to have you. I am so thankful for those who called in, and I just want to continue to ask you to listen to us every Monday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here on Touch Your Heart. And always we ask you to go out there, touch a heart, and change a life. God bless you.